Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, everybody. This is AM 1230, WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
I feel like I've been up for like 10 hours.
Yeah, and we're here. This is week 17 of the NFL.
This is it. This is the this
for
is,
all the marbles. All lot, the marbles.
A lot of people say this is the toughest week to handicap of all of the weeks in the NFL. A lot of people say it's the first week.
Yep.
I firmly believe that you can look at a first week and pick it apart. I've always started pretty good. Very rarely do I start behind the eight ball. And I think this year I had like one or two decent weeks, and then I had a great week, and then I was ahead. Then I had a horrible week or two or three.
Yeah.
Then I hit like 5-6 weeks in a row where I was ahead, and now I'm ahead. I'm number two. If you go to nhbowl.com, I'll get that out of the way real quick. NHBowl, B-O-W-L, National Handicappers Bowl, Phil Richards. You know, a great little way to check yourself against some of the top handicappers in the country, and actually some of the top honest handicappers in the country. Not to say the handicappers are dishonest, but there are some games you can play out there, I'm pretty sure, where you can pretty much buy whatever you want to say your percentage is. I think I said it before, if you're anywhere near 60%, you're one of the top handicappers in the country. If you're over 60, you're phenomenal. If you're over 65, I want you to call me at least three times a day and let's just talk. Because obviously you get it.
65, they'll be beating me. I'm at 55. Straight across the board.
Yeah, but last week you had a great week.
I was 14-2 last week.
Well, see, Roy, here's what Roy does. Roy handicaps every game, kind of like these guys in the paper do. Like, I'm looking at the New York Post right now. There's a guy, Richard Witt. Richard writes a really good column every Sunday. He's 110 with four pushes.
I'm 120.
So he's right there. Now, that means he's losing money if he played all those games. But my point is that... You know, Flacco the Clown, I called him Flacco. Jesus, there is a clown in Baltimore named Flacco. Actually, I like Joe Flacco. I shouldn't have said that.
He's okay. He's starting to grow on me a little bit, but I still would – there's a bunch of other quarterbacks out there.
If he grows much more, he'll be playing in the NBA. He's like 6'7" or 6'8".
He's a pretty tall guy.
He's real tall. And, I mean, you know, it really is an advantage to be able to look downfield and see everybody. That's one of the reasons I like the fact that they're going down the field more.
They ran the option last week. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't know that I want him carrying the ball.
That amazed me.
I don't. Well, you know, they've never really had an offense I was crazy about.
No.
I like what they're doing now with Ray Rice, and I like what they're doing with Torrey Smith, and I like what they're doing with Anquan, and I like what they're doing with all their tight ends, and they do have some really good tight ends.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not going to get many votes because there's a lot of really good stories in the NFL this year. The biggest story, obviously, being in Indianapolis, where a guy with cancer was getting two chemo treatments every third week or something.
And he's back.
And he's a former Baltimore Raven Chuck Pagano. He was defensive coordinator for, I think, 2 years. And he's got a brother in the league somewhere that's also coaching. Hey, let me tell you how are they going to go out there and not leave it on the field today? Because there is a scenario where Indianapolis really doesn't help themselves that much winning today because they're locked in already. They're locked in at the six. But the
– Or they're five.
You five,
Cincinnati
I mean.
Is six.
But the four could change.
Yeah.
The four and the three could change. So it could change who they play, and they don't want to pick who they play because they're not built that way. They just show up and they try to win, and they do. A lot.
They look good.
And what a story that is. I mean, you think about it, Roy. How many people had them winning more than six games?
Not many.
One in ten?
I think I had them at four.
Look, I had the Redskins at six games, like everybody else.
I had 8-8 Redskins.
A lot of people were
six.
Lot of people were 5-11, 4-10. And really what the difference was the running game and RG3.
It's great how I had the Redskins going 8-8. And now that it's happened, I don't look like such a homer anymore. In the beginning, everyone was calling me a homer. What are you, 8-8?
I think you have a hearing problem. They were calling you something that sounds like Homer. Yeah. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm just messing with my buddy.
I also had the Jets at 9-7, though. That didn't work
out. You know what? They
could have, though. If they beat Tennessee last week and won this week, that's 9-7, and
well,
I look like a genius.
You saw what came out of New York this week. Yeah. Evidently, there was a story where Rex was talking to a reporter, and I'm not even sure who it was because I don't think I ever heard who it was.
Well, then he came out and said that
he didn't say it. Well, yeah, right, Rex. You know, Rex says so many things he doesn't mean to say that he doesn't know what he's saying. Here's the deal with Rex Ryan, and if you want to give him another year, would he give him another year, you know, as a head coach? Because everybody's kind of giggling at your team anyway. But here's the deal. He's not a big picture guy. You give him half the squad, he's good with half the squad. He's terrible when he's got to deal with the media, and in my opinion, he is. I mean, you know, the media love him. They love him because he'll say anything. He's a Ryan. The Ryan's, you know, at least Rob's not opening his mouth that much in Dallas. And, you know, I think
he has a short leash.
Well, I do too. And, you know, Rob, there was a time when one of the reasons that all the pundits, all the really good beat reporters and all the really good NFL guys that are on NFL Network, that are on ESPN. I don't even like to compare ESPN to them because the NFL Network guys are so much better, in my opinion.
I agree.
But the thing of it is that those guys are all saying now, you know why they're picking the Redskins? Their running game and their defense. Yeah. Whoever thought that the Redskins 10 games ago, we're going to get picked against the Cowboys, who had a really good defense for a while there. Then everybody got hurt.
The Redskins' defense is not exactly...
they're not great, but you know what? Jimmy Haslett...
They've improved.
Jim Haslett can coach my defense anytime. You know, to even consider letting that guy go is a mistake. He's just too good. And you know what? He's also a big picture guy.
Well, he was Mr. Chopping Block for the first, 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. Everyone was going after Jimmy Haslett's head.
Well, you know what? That's because that's talk radio, and that's all the idiots calling in, and that's all the idiots that are taking the calls, letting them have a day on the air. Look, you know what? If I can't learn anything worth learning from talk radio and sports, I turn it off, and I'll tell you why. Who wants to hear the same questions over and over and over again? The guys in D.C., for the most part, you know, I have a lot of friends that are in talk radio. They took off two of the guys I liked the best, and Mike Wise and CJ. Yeah. CJ and Mike Wise, they'll tell you stories you haven't heard before. At least, you know, I got to turn on a station and listen to 5 hours of the same thing over and over. I can't stand it. I'm actually starting to listen to 980 again in D.C. And only because
Marty likes that, right? Marty basically built 980.
Well, he was in the early days of 980, I'm pretty sure. He was it wasn't Red Zebra then, I don't think. It was just 980. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy Edwards, Roy G, and Roy and I and everybody else are going to end up going to see the Redskins-Cowboys game tonight. And that is a playoff game. That's a playoff game. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So 2012 is coming to an end. I know that is a little bit weird to people. It's weird to me. I feel like 2012 just started. I feel like we were just in New York starting off.
Wasn't that long
2012.
Ago.
It wasn't.
Let me tell you something. I saw this movie... 40.
Yeah.
Last night it was really good. Paul Rudd, it was in it.
I love Paul Rudd.
And that chick from the Bridesmaids. The big lady.
Yeah.
She's so funny. And then she's like in 3 or 4 movies that are coming up because she was in all of the previews. But I'm going to tell you, you got to stay. If you go see that movie, don't leave at the end of the movie. Stay for the
after the credits?
Yes.
Yes.
Because
there's going to be another one? Tell me there's going to be another one.
Oh, I'm sure there will be because those kids are small.
They're so funny.
Well, you're having a baby. Oh, Jesus. I gave it away. Well, you know, it's not too hard to figure out. God,
hard to figure out.
She's all
you
over the
son of a
son of a.
You just told me you only go to the movies to
that
see.
That doesn't mean I wasn't
3D.
Going to watch that movie. I was going to watch.
I do have it.
Yeah, that's a 3D guy.
It's really such a. It's not a big deal anyway. And think of it this way: most of our people we find out tune us in like at halftime, so we're okay. Gosh. Everybody's asleep, all the kids up there, unless they're wanting to listen to Bob Wolf's show. And I love listening to Bob Wolf. I'm going to tell you why. I saw a Mickey Mantle special on Showtime this week.
Yeah.
Bob Wolf was in it like 10 times. And I mean, you know, that, and he sounds the same.
Yeah.
He sounds almost exactly
same. He's got that deep radio
voice. Why I'm getting into radio. I'm hoping I live to be Bob's age or older. Bob, this guy is a legend in New York.
Yeah,
he's a legend. You're talking about going to Toot Sweets or Toot Shores, the restaurant bar where they all hung out. It was really wild. I mean, this was on Mickey Mantle, and everybody in New York knows about Mickey. I mean, Mickey wasn't just New Yorkers' hero. He was everybody's hero. He was my favorite player. Every time I hand out a number 7 to my college kids in the summer, I go, "You're Mickey Mantle, dude. Don't screw that 7
You know,
up.
My family, that's our number. Haley and me and Avery.
Seven's
our
number.
We all wear
7. It's a great number.
I love 7.
You know, 9 was Maris and Ted Williams. You know, I mean, I think, what was K-Line? 3 or 4?
You're going
3 or 4. Billy Martin was 1. I'm trying to think. DiMaggio was, what is Jeter?
Jeter's 2.
He's 2, so that means that DiMaggio was 5. That's what he was. Joe D was 5. God, I tell you. You know, when you go to New York, and you know, the people in New York are going, this guy's talking about New York. Well, yeah, the station's in New York, so give me a break, okay? So, anyway, when you go to New York, I get goosebumps when I'm in the city for 2 or 3 days because I go everywhere. I go everywhere. I go to all the ballparks. I'll go to Penn Station. You know, I'll travel the subway. I just have such a great time, and I imagine what it was like in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s with all those teams. Back when baseball was totally different, you know, and it just was. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Do we want to start with the NFL? We might as well because
we have a list.
Well, do you want to start with a list?
Let's do a little bit of your list.
You're
taste,
in charge.
A little taste.
All I'm going to do is comment on it anyway.
And we have a list. We have a list of 2012. It's our 10 moments. We don't have them in any particular list. We didn't do a top 10. It's just a list of 10.
Call in and tell us which one you think is the biggest story.
What should have made our
exactly.
list.
Exactly.
What is the biggest story?
We're going to miss something.
We'll miss something.
We always miss something. I don't get 100s on all my tests.
No, 99.
Hey, I got donuts.
So, Matt, can you pull up that list for me, buddy? And this is our list of 10. The 10 things. What was that? Pick up a mic.
I have 5.
You have 5? So, we'll get to the 10. So let's do the first. What's the first one on there?
I'll go from the bottom.
Okay.
All right. It's the NHL player lockout. And I think we wanted to combine.
That's
that
definitely
with
the
NBA
bottom.
Yeah,
lockout.
We wanted to combine the two lockouts. And I know this was
it gets better, guys. Don't worry.
The NBA lockout was a little bit of 2011, but yeah. it very much affected the 2012 season, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I guess LeBron, you know,
what'd they lose? 28 games or something?
They played 62, 61. So they lost about 20.
20 games. And you know what? It seemed like the season was just the right mm-hmm. kind of season. And I'll bet you that
they were playing like back to back to back to back. People were not happy with that.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? It's basketball. You can do that. You don't need to take 2 days off between basketball games. Are you crazy?
Well, you're running a lot, but that's what practice
is. But you're in shape.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a running sport.
It's not like you're getting hit in the head and you can't, you know, tell what the guy looks like that's asking you.
But hockey right now, they are in very, very big danger. They're in talks right now. I guess the players were just offered a new thing by the owners. So.
If you go to Twitter, they're as close as they've been right now. And that doesn't mean anything to me because all of our best players are in Russia playing. Does that mean they come back and play for us because under contract?
The contracts were pending. The ones overseas, they're pending contracts.
But so we get Ovi back?
We would get Ovi back, yes.
We don't get the other guy back. What was the guy's name?
Alexander Stone.
Yeah, we got rid of him.
He plays for the Carolina Hurricanes now.
He signed with them, right?
I think he's a
Carolina Hurricanes. They got a good program.
I'm pretty sure he's a Hurricane.
You know what's funny is in North Carolina, hockey is big. It's big. It's big with the kids because they come up here and play in tournaments up in the D.C. area all the time.
I love hockey. I love the.
Well,
I love
you played
hockey,
hockey and your dad played hockey. Your dad was a hockey player.
Yeah, my grandfather was a hockey coach. So, but I'm a basketball guy too. I played basketball more than I played football. I played basketball more than I played hockey growing up. But there's just something about hockey. I played lacrosse in because my high school didn't have
hockey's
a hockey
an
team.
Exciting game. People that saw me play football said I would have been a great hockey player. I said
hockey was fun, man.
I can't even skate.
I played it when I was really little, and once you outgrow your pads, it's kind of. I mean, it's expensive. But I played a lot of street hockey after the ice.
Hockey,
fun.
You know, it's a team sport, and it's definitely a team sport. And it's all about defense, all about goaltending. It's a lot like lacrosse.
I love it. It's lacrosse.
It's like lacrosse with
lacrosse
skates.
Is in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this lockout.
All right.
So
if they get that done by February, they're saying that if they came to terms today.
Well, they're talking about,
17th or something is when they start
Sunday,
the season.
And a week from today.
It's not bad.
So, that's great.
Season. We'll actually have a team. We may have a team in the Verizon Center
April.
That wins.
Yeah, they play into April, and they would just do. I think they would do
they
something.
They play into July.
Well, the playoffs. The regular season usually goes to the end of April, early May, late April.
Yeah,
they'll push it back, and then
I think
June or July or August.
I think
they'll become water polo.
Yeah,
Ted Leonsis would love to see hockey.
That's the thing is Ted Leonsis is not one of the. He's not the only owner in the NHL. Half of the owners in both leagues, NHL and NBA, are in both leagues. It's not like there's only one owner who owns a football team or a hockey team and a basketball team. That's a common occurrence. And so when you have two back-to-backs,
same arena.
When you have two lockouts back-to-back like that,
right.
Then you're really hurting some people's pockets. So everyone, including myself, got on owners for passing up big contracts in the NBA, like Ted Leonsis. I got all over him for passing up on the James Harden big contract.
Well,
but
everybody did.
But
that was
his
stupid.
Finances right now with the NHL lockout.
Money.
I mean, the Wizards, when he took over the Wizards fully, they already had no money.
Well, he's got no cash flow.
And now he has really.
Nobody's coming through the turnstiles except for concerts
exactly,
right now.
Exactly.
And I don't know how much of that he makes.
And Bruce and Roy with a couple blow up.
Yeah, right. In our 20
yeah,
our 20
yeah,
tickets.
We were talking about doing that. What was the date we may do that? Should invite people down.
It was like
you got to bring your own cardboard cutout and bag to go over their head.
I think they play the Sacramento
they
Kings.
They won the other
like
night.
That.
They've won four games now.
Yeah.
They won the
they
other
broke
night.
An 8-game losing streak.
They were losing at halftime. I turned it off.
Well, how about a big news in the surrounding areas that we're talking about is the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn
Nets fired Avery.
14-14.
Yeah, I love
They're
that
three,
guy.
3-10 in their last 13 they had,
now,
and they
Nets,
fired Avery.
Nets fans will tell you they don't like Avery, but let me tell you, Avery is a great – he's a player's coach. He's a good guy. He knows how to play the game.
Well, they're talking about, of course, a New York team fires a coach, and who do you talk about? The Zen Master.
Who else?
That you have to bring
they
him
don't, They're not going to pay him that. Well, they probably
and
could.
And then the other guy they're looking at is a man named Flip Saunders. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah. Well, why did we get rid of him anyway?
Well, we suck.
Well, we had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, Flip can probably coach a good team.
Yeah.
He just can't coach a rebuilding team because he's not a teacher.
Well, that's what they always
say.
He's
not a teacher.
Any times he won, it wasn't his team.
It was an X's.
He's an X's and O's
guy, and people listen to him because he can score.
But the Brooklyn, man, they're struggling right now.
Yeah,
the Knicks look good. The Knicks look great. By the way, I picked the Knicks. You right? I'm the Knicks guy. You're
the Knicks
guy?
You take the Knicks? Nobody's calling me. Go to my website, BruceAllSports.com. You can also go there and see what I wrote about games today. Some of the games today are virtually non-games, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. If you live in that city, I apologize for you. I feel bad for you, but your game means absolutely nothing. There's one game out there with Jacksonville and
terrible games.
Tennessee-Jacksonville.
Although
who cares? I figure both coaches are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure a GM needs to be gone. And I pleaded with people. I said, please get a new owner.
I do have that game. I do have a game on my top plays, though.
Well, Tennessee.
There's not much to choose from, really, this week. I try to give them 7 this week.
Here's the problem.
I struggled.
Listen, here's the problem. Kansas City, if they lose, and they're going to lose today, they have the number one pick, so Jacksonville can't move up.
Yeah.
So Jacksonville's got, but they're the number two pick right now.
Well, who would you take? I mean, who
I'd take that defensive back from Notre Dame, maybe. I don't know.
He's a linebacker.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah,
but he's not the guy I'd
take. He's a rah-rah guy, too. I don't know about first.
There's
overall
offensive linemen out there.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen.
Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year, but the Redskins don't have a first pick.
Well, if you're Kansas City, do you trade back?
Absolutely.
You got to, right?
God, they need, not only do they need,
you need so much.
Well, they got Paoli there.
Well, what happened to Kansas City? I had Kansas City 10-6 this year.
You know what happened? Romeo Crennel happened. Hey, you read the book?
Yeah, no,
I read the book. I'm telling you, if you read the book, you understand why all those guys. Charlie Weiss can't win in college.
Yeah.
I mean, you know why? Because you can't cheat in college.
It's just amazing to me how much talent is on that Kansas City team.
Let's go in 2012. I just want to say right now, this is a big one for me, and he's probably up around 7 or 8, but R.A. Dickey.
Yeah, yeah.
Take your hats off to this guy. And what did the Mets do? What did Sandy Alderson do? He did just what I said he'd do. He got rid of him.
Well, you kind of have to. I love R.A. Dickey.
I wouldn't get rid of him.
But you kind of have
did
to.
Did you see
this
who
guy
they got, though?
I mean, they didn't really get much.
No, they didn't because he's 37, but a knuckleballer that's 37.
He can go on. I mean, you don't tear your arm as much when you're throwing.
Think about this for 1 second, Roy. I'm the best starter in the National League, maybe in all of baseball.
Yeah.
So how many more years do you think I might have? I might have
probably
at least
five. Yeah.
So why not keep him there? You know, He's a Southern boy.
It's the Mets, though.
Hey, he's a Southern boy. I'm glad he got traded.
How much do the Mets really need, though? The Mets need a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They're nowhere near competing in the NL East. I mean,
Andres Torres, their center fielder that they got in the trade with San Francisco last year.
Yeah.
He just signed as a free agent with San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know what they paid him? $1.5 million for 1 year.
The Braves are getting better. The Phillies.
The Braves signed Justin Upton, and they paid him an incredible amount of money.
If you talk to a Philly fan, they're going to tell you that they're healthy now and they're good. Well, maybe they are, but they finished third in the NL East last year. But they're still, I mean, they're still a very good core players, but I don't know if they're able to compete at the top, but they're good enough to beat the Mets right now. The Mets are struggling.
Well, you know what the Mets are doing? They're getting rid of they've got Monopoly money, and they're hurting money-wise, and they're cutting their salaries. That's all they're doing.
Well, how about the Marlins dumping the entire team?
That guy, what he did was
bait and switch.
It's borderline fraud.
That's bait and switch right there.
It's borderline fraud.
Build me a stadium. Look at this team.
Yeah.
Who wants it? Resale. Who wants them?
Well, you know, he made $10, $15, $20 million in that deal. And the problem is
Toronto looks good.
Yeah.
Toronto looks good.
You know what? We're going to be back in a minute. We're going to talk more about the best stories in 2012. Then we're going to get started on the NFL.
Our NFL picks.
You're listening to Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here going over the top sports stories of 2012. And we want to hear your top sports story. Call in 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Give us your top sports story of 2012. I threw it out on Twitter, so let's see. We'll see what you guys have to say.
It's so weird seeing Week 17.
That's weird.
Matchups.
Yeah, it's very weird.
This is it. This is the regular season today. It's over. No Monday night game this week, people. Got to be fair. No Thursday night games.
Yeah,
thank God.
Confused me last week. Well, I was thrown. I was struck. I was speeding up to get my picks in, and I'm like flicking around and nothing.
They gotta wean you off that Thursday. It's really kind of unfair having to have that game. But then it's unfair also having the extra 3 days of rest. So, you know, but I like Thursday night football. I love it. And I wouldn't want it Wednesday. Thursday's probably perfect. Thursday's good because Friday,
like
everybody's doing something. Friday night is the night that every NFL football player in the world goes out. Mm-hmm. They go out if they're married. They go out if they're single. They go out if they're whatever, you know. Friday night's their night. Saturday night, they're in the hotel with the team. And Sunday morning, they're in meetings, eating breakfast together, doing all that stuff. So Friday night's the night. We're going to start with Buffalo and the Jets. Yeah, well, that's about the most hitting we're going to hear today right there.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, Rex, I'm sorry, buddy, but the Jets just... You know what? Every time I laid any kind of value on the New York Jets this year, I got burned. I mean, I got burned. I mean, games they had to win, they lose by 14 points.
I mean, that's
what happens in a bad year, and they had a bad year. And I'm not going to mull over the Jets, but you Jet fans out there, you need to get on the horn. You need to tweet. You need to send out, you know, emails. You need to do whatever you got to do. I think you need a new owner. And I think besides a new owner, you definitely need a new general manager. Yeah. I personally think you need a new head coach. But, you know, keep Rex another year. See what he does. He's not going anywhere. Woody's going to keep him. I think Woody likes Rex a lot. He loves him.
I really liked the Jets this year. And
look what they did to you. Look what they did to you, Roy.
It hurts.
Roy.
It hurts.
They killed you.
They did.
You know, they beat the Bills opening day 48-28. I mean, that looked like the Jets.
Yeah.
Right?
It looked like
they let the Bills backdoor a few points there. It went over. I had the over in that game because Buffalo always goes over. They got no defense, and they can score some points. Mm-hmm. But since then, nothing's happened for either of these teams. Sanchez gets to start this week.
That is...
Because McElroy broke his hand. I'm sorry. He had a concussion. I'm thinking of another guy that broke
his hand.
And
Rex comes on and says, oh, well, he wasn't exactly truthful with us.
Well, who cares? He doesn't want to come out. He's a ball player. But anyway, Tebow is done for the year. And according to reports that you hear, who you believe or not, he told Rex that he would prefer not to go into the Wildcat formation. I find that hard to believe.
Well, Michael Irvin apparently disagrees because Michael Irvin, on his bold predictions of today, says that Tim Tebow will throw for one and run for one.
Well, you know what? So. I hope he's right. And the only thing I can figure that Michael Irvin's doing is just trying to get that into Rex's ear.
Some sort of hype around this game. He must be calling this game. He wants everyone to tune in.
You know what? The Jets have the Bills' number, though. They beat them six straight times. They beat them like eight out of the last nine times. C.J. Spiller, by the way, has rushed for 1,185 yards this season. He has a 6.5-yard average. It's the best average since the 60s in Jimmy Brown. And I say Jimmy Brown because we called him Jimmy Brown. It's Jim Brown.
James Brown?
No, James Brown. Somebody else. James Brown went to Harvard, and he's on NFL Today, or he used to be. But the Bills have been outscored during their three-game losing streak, 89-39. So I'm going to pass on the game because both of these teams just suck. The only thing I'm going to do is put it on red zone and pray I see number 15 in there somewhere. If Tebow, you know what? If Tebow plays this game at all, the ratings are going to triple. Quadruple on this game. If I was a sponsor, wouldn't you want Tebow in there?
Of course I'd want
Jesus,
Tebow.
Do I want Mark Sanchez if I'm a sponsor of the local network in New York?
I don't understand why Tebow's not in this game. I really don't. I mean, you have played you've played the pulley thing with Mark Sanchez now. What is this, like the third game in a row? He's not our starter. We don't have any other options, so I guess he's our starter.
The worst game I ever saw a quarterback have that I can remember was Mark Sanchez's last game.
It was five turnovers, right?
Well, you know what he did? He looked like a guy.
That was a playoff game for them.
No, but listen, he looked like a guy. He was trying way too hard, you could tell. But he looked like a guy in sandlot ball that just had no... He couldn't complete a pass.
He's so bad.
Played with guys that overthrew everybody.
Yeah.
They're terrible. They're the worst guys because all I do is play zone and just go behind them and pick the ball off.
Just going to throw it as hard as
I can. That's all they did. Let's go to the next game. I'm not playing that game. You like the Jets.
I have the Jets, yes, but do not play them.
That's not exactly a ringing endorsement for
I like
my
the
co-host.
Jets. The only reason why I like the Jets is because they're getting points.
You know, I think that Tebow's definitely going to play.
In two really crappy teams, whenever two really, really crappy teams are playing and you have to pick, maybe you're in one of these pools where you pick every game, you take the team that's getting points if both teams suck. And both these teams suck, so you take the team who's getting the points.
Let's go to the next game. It looks like a much better game.
This game does look like a better game. The Chicago Bears -3 at the Detroit Lions. Their over-under here is 45. And call me crazy. Maybe it's because I went to Chicago this year and I drank the Kool-Aid over there, but I have the Bears losing. I have them losing to the Lions.
You know, I played the Lions as a home dog 4 times this year. I think I've lost every one but one.
Yeah.
And the only one they won was when I was up there for the World Series. And it was a 3.5-point game, and they won by 4 on the last play of the game.
Much like the Jets have killed you this year.
Detroit's killed everybody.
I have been all over the Bears. I've had the Bears as a couple of my straight cash homie plays, and they've destroyed me this year. So you know what? I'm off the Bears. Give me the Lions.
I'm just glad to
hear. And that's changing my pick. I have the Bears, but I'm changing it right now.
I'm just glad to hear that you're off the Bears.
I mean, off the Bears.
You know what? Let's talk about this for a second. Matt Forte may be 60%. He's going to play. They have to win to have any scenario whatsoever.
If you can't beat the Bears, or if you can't beat the Lions by 3, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
No, and you know what? They could lose this game. Now, the only problem is that what you see with the Bears this year is they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat, and they're losing to the teams that are better than them. And that's – they're probably better than Detroit.
They're not a playoff team.
But
right now.
They got – their defense is banged up. Their defense is terribly banged up. Brian Urlacher is not playing. He's out for the season. Their special teams aren't even that good.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson, they better not spend too much time just trying to get Calvin Johnson there. If Matt Stafford, I think, throws for 308 yards,
yeah,
he's the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to have 5,000 yards 2 years in a row.
Back to back?
Yeah. And you know what? They were talking about him on NFL Network real early this morning. Uh-huh. He's first on the field. It's a great show. And they were talking about how you can't read the ball out of his hand because he slings it.
Yeah.
And he looks off his receivers and literally will throw a ball 100 feet away from where it looks like he's throwing the ball.
That's cool.
And, you know, now that's the good news. The bad news is sometimes he drops that elbow a little too much and his ball kind of sails on him. And that's when he starts getting picked off. I want to say he's got 15, 18 picks this
year. He's had an okay season. He's had an okay season. Their defense is bad.
But they don't have a running game.
They don't have a
running
game. They don't have a running game. Unless you have, if you have Mecole Shore on your fantasy team, you don't know that
they
have a running game.
If they had the Redskins offensive line, they'd be good.
Yeah.
But defensively, you got it. Their defense isn't as good as Washington's.
But there's not, it's safe to say that there is not a single person in our listening area, whether it be the New York where our station is, or if you're streaming anywhere along the East Coast, there's not a single person who wants the Bears to win this game.
If you know what? Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you another thing. The problem that they're having right now is deeper than you'd think. Schwartz and Martin Mayhew. Martin Mayhew played for the Washington Redskins for many years. He played in Tampa Bay at the end of his career, but he was an all-pro cornerback. And right now, they're fighting. Schwartz is saying things to the media. It's getting back to Mayhew like, well, you know, I really don't like the kind of attitude I've got with some of the guys he's drafting and blah, 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 blah. And it's going to get big before it's over. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy G here. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230. WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now, the 2012, we're going to get back. We're going to share another story. And we still want you to call in, 240-317-7294, and share your favorite sports story of 2012. Well, we had the Olympics.
Yes, we did.
And
they were pretty damn exciting there.
And I guess, was it LeBron James? Did he lead the basketball team, or was that 2011?
What?
tell me the Olympics. It was this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's that.
Come on,
that
man.
That was my number one story of the year.
So I'm skipping,
you have to
I'm
get
skipping
the Olympics
ahead.
The number one.
So tell us all about it, Matt. What happened in the Olympics?
LeBron Michael, James, the guy's basketball team, they won a gold.
Yeah. You have to say Michael Phelps.
Hey, now,
Michael Phelps, his he won a couple, and he became the most decorated athlete of all time, right?
Yes. Most number of gold medals.
Is it gold or is it most decorated?
It's both.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. Michael Phelps, nobody gave him a chance. And a lot of people thought, because, you know, there was a new guy in town. You probably don't remember his name. But
Loach.
Yeah.
Lochte.
Lochte.
Yeah. Ryan Lochte.
Spelled the same way.
Ryan Lochte. Well, that was
you have photographic memory. Good for you. But Ryan Lochte,
it's weird. It's spelled D-B-A-T.
Ryan Lochte is this good-looking kid that, you know, his mother came out during the Olympics. The thing I remember the most about it.
He, like, slept with a bunch of girls or something.
Yeah, she was saying, yeah, my son's famous for one-night stands. I'm thinking, he looks at, thanks,
like,
Mom.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
He just totally did me away.
You know what it was? His mom's like, now, don't go over there and sleep with a bunch of girls. And he's like, whatever, Mom. And he's like, I'm going to make sure you don't. Watch this.
He's carrying a bag full of condoms into the Olympics stadium.
You know what's wild is that he and Phelps evidently became pretty good friends. And but you know, it seemed like Lochte, how many golds did he win? One? Two?
I think he got one.
I mean, yeah, because Phelps just kicked butt. And, you know, you got to give it to Michael Phelps. He's kind of a local guy, East Coast guy. He's a Baltimore guy. Big Ravens fan. Huge Ravens fan. He's on the sidelines there all the time. And
he owns a house in Fed Hill, maybe?
Well, yeah, he went to school in Baltimore. I mean, he's a local boy, you know, and been a great swimmer forever. A lot of good athletes from Maryland. You know, that's where Pam Shriver was from. Pam Shriver, who, you know, is a great tennis player at one time, you know, played in the Olympics, played professional tennis for a long time. You know, a lot. Babe Ruth's from Baltimore. Yeah. Crying out, like, listen, I'm giving Baltimore props here. I shouldn't be doing that. Of course, you live in Baltimore now, Roy. So, and you got a Sports Man Cave Baltimore, right?
I do, yes, I do.
Sportsmancave.com, people. Go there. Roy just was telling me how his website, he worked so hard on it, and he's got it looking right now.
Well, I picked up a new theme. People don't want to hear about this, but I picked up a new theme, and it crashed my website, and it took me like 3 days to put it back up.
A new theme?
Yeah.
What was your new theme?
The way it looks and all that.
Yeah, but it looks great.
I'm a nerd at heart.
My website looks like a fifth grader put it together.
I'm a nerd at heart. So.
But you can flip. You can flip play, and you can listen to our show anytime you want during the week. As soon as our show's over, you can listen to it. And a lot of my friends and a lot of people that I know in the business, they listen to my show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Some of them listen next Sunday to see how I did on my picks the week before to see if they want to actually call me and see who I like this week.
Yeah.
You know, that such is the story of amateur handicapping, because you're always trying to get even. Listen, I'm gonna give you a rule of handicapping. All right, don't play more than you ever play. In other words, if you're winning at 3 stars, lose at 3 stars. If you're winning at 5 stars, lose at 5 stars. Play everything 2 to 5 stars.
If you
play
over your head.
If you play everything 2 to 5 stars, you're not going to get crazy. Don't have a horrible day and then go, yeah, I'm going to double up on Sunday night. Yeah. Nah, don't do that.
I'll make my money back by betting on some team that I don't even really care about.
Yeah, just don't do that. Even if you're playing for points, you know, which is what you're going to be doing. Obviously. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm here with Roy Edwards. We're talking about football. Let's go to the next game. We already said that, you know, I am playing the Detroit-Chicago game. You're not.
No.
I'm taking the over. It's 45 points. I got to take that indoors.
I was playing the Chicago -3 as one of my top plays, and I have it on my site, and I may or may not change it, but no, I talked myself in Detroit. So.
Well, you know what? They're
I'm torn.
They're probably not
all the down the board.
They're probably not going to get rid of Jimmy Schwartz because he's signed through 2015, but he hasn't won. And you know, this will be a big win for him if he can beat the Bears and knock them out this last game. And it looks like Stafford will get this 5,000 yards. Let's go to the next game. I love this game.
Yeah, this game I'm not torn about. The New Orleans Saints -5 over the Carolina Panthers. Total here is 54.
I guarantee you we're on different sides of this.
You think so?
I know we are. Are you taking Carolina?
No.
Well, I am. I told you we were on different sides. I love Cam Newton. I love Carolina. Let me just tell you something.
Why do you love Cam Newton? Tell me that.
I love what he's done the last five weeks.
Cam Newton.
Listen, both of these teams. Look, if you had to compare, there's 32 teams in the league. This is a compliment to everybody here, because it's a compliment to the coaching staff at Carolina. It's a compliment to the Bounty Gate crap that New Orleans went through. By the way, this past week, in the last 7 days, Drew Brees just signed for more money than any quarterback in NFL history on his extension.
Yeah.
And guess who else
signed?
Sean
Payton, right?
Sean Payton, $8.5 million a
year. There
goes
the Dallas talk.
Well, he's not going to Dallas.
Right, he's not. Yeah,
leave the fam there, hang out, go to Paul Prudhomme's, go to Shea Paul, eat 3 times a week. I'd love to. God, could you imagine being a coach in New Orleans? You would eat the best food in the world if you did that. But here's what I like in this game. When these two teams play, everybody in this division, I don't care if it's Atlanta, New Orleans, or Carolina, they play each other to 7 points or less every game. Mm-hmm. They know each other so well. Carolina is on a roll right now. Their defense is playing much better. They're getting a little bit out of the running game. Steve Smith is starting to catch the football. He's got a couple of other guys. I think Brandon LaFell and a couple of other guys are helping him out. He's got the tight end that used to be in Chicago that's pretty good. You know, Cam is good. Cam just hates to lose. He's so immature.
He is.
He's so immature. When he loses two or three games in a row,
he's a little baby.
You can't even be around
Cam
him.
Newton's a little baby. He has all the athletic ability on the planet. The kid is a freak athlete, but he has no head.
You've seen him on that commercial with the little kid. Yeah. The kid's getting his arm loose.
Yeah,
that's
that
Cam.
I love that commercial.
He's not acting. That's Cam. He's jealous of a little kid that might take his job.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even have to Of course I'm kidding.
The kid's serious. Cam's the kid is probably, dead serious. That's why I love that commercial.
If Cam ever listened to my show, he'd probably come after me.
No, I don't like Cam Newton. I didn't like him coming out of college, and he broke all those records last year that are getting broke now. What does that say about Cam Newton? Are you still as impressed with him as his rookie year?
Yes.
You still are?
Yeah.
Even though all his records are gone?
No, he's turning it around now, though. Yeah, but he doesn't have the same team those guys do, and those guys are better than him.
Well, if he loses today, it's the same record as a year ago,
Let me tell you something. If Robert Griffin gets hit in the knee again, I'll be honest with you. Last week, I'd have been fine if he hadn't played, because he ran one option play to the sideline and limped there.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 50%.
But you have to run. If you're the Washington Redskins, you have to at least show that formation.
You're talking to a coach.
I know
here.
That.
I know
I'm
what
just,
you're saying. He did.
I'm
the,
speaking to the to no, the mass
no,
people.
But my point is this: I think that he wasn't 70% last week. I think he was 50. I think it was all he needed to get back in there. And you know what? Yeah, he did. And now today, Dallas, thank God, doesn't have the defense. But if DeMarcus Ware comes around the blind side,
well, he's hurt too.
And goes low. Yeah, well, he actually has got.
He was playing dumb
he's
shoulder
got one
all
sack
last game.
In his last three or four games.
He was holding his shoulder the entire game last week.
There's a lot of people hurt, and I'm not really sure what's causing that.
That's why I don't like hearing everyone, oh, well, my team's hurt. That's why I'm
not. Everybody's hurt. Hey, Ryan.
Who's not hurt
Well,
now?
Redskins get back. Well, we'll talk about that later. But New Orleans is fairly healthy right now. Their defense is banged up a little bit. I love the over. It's 54 points. It could go over at halftime.
Yeah.
I like Carolina getting 5 for 3 stars. I'm not going to play more than that. To me, it's a small play, but let me tell you why I'm taking that. 90% of the money in the country is on New Orleans.
That's because Carolina's
in Vegas, it is. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, that's why I like Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, if it was 3, I'd take New Orleans. If it was 3.5, maybe I'd take them too. 4 or 5, I'm going to take Carolina. That line might go to 6.
I hear what you're saying.
By later. And I want to say that's a 4 o'clock game. I'm not sure you can check, but it might be a late start.
It's a 1 o'clock
game. All right, then good. I'm glad I get to watch that. Let's go to the next game. Oh, Atlanta-Tampa Bay. Here's a game that means absolutely nothing to anybody except the guys that are in there for Tampa Bay.
Atlanta Falcons
when
are,
Atlanta is in victory formation.
3.5, -3.5 over Tampa Bay. The total here is 40.
Well, here's what's going to happen. They get a bye next week. They've already earned it. They're going to play at least a half. It's going to be like the last preseason game. They're going to play a half, maybe 2/3 of a game. They're going to get everybody out of there. They can't afford to get anybody hurt, Atlanta. Tampa Bay, on the other hand, they've lost 5 in a row. They started out the season looking like they were going to be in the playoffs. This guy, Schiano, oh, he's a genius. He's a Schiano. We don't like him that much. Although, I got to say this, his father-in-law is a good friend of mine, Rich. Rich, I love you. Former All-American at East Carolina.
It's actually off the board now. That's what I saw.
Well, you know why? Because they may not even play a half. See, that's the problem with games like this.
There's like 4 games off the board today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is definitely one of them. I'm going to pass on this game. You know, after a great start, Bucks, to lose 5 in a row, Josh Freeman, do you know how many picks he's thrown in 2 games?
No.
8.
Wow.
Do you know how many he threw in the first 13 games? 8.
So he has 16 picks?
So it's
on
not,
the season and 8 in the last 2.
So he's not having much fun right now.
No, uh-uh.
And I saw Mike Williams is always open. Mike Williams is always open. Every time they throw the ball to him, he catches it.
He's had a great season.
He has had a good season.
Mike Williams had a great season. Also,
that other guy they got from San Diego, what's his name?
Vincent Jackson.
He's good.
He's had a good season, too. I mean, Tampa Bay, they have a lot of potential, and they have a bunch of
rookie running back, what's he run for? 1,300 yards or something?
And for some reason, he's on the outside looking in the rookie of the year because this rookie class is ridiculous.
Too good.
That's one of our 2012 stories right there. Talk about professional radio segueing.
Can I tell you what? That's probably top five.
That is the rookie class of 2012.
The rookie class of 2012 is better than 83.
RG3.
What was the last great? Was it 83?
Well, for quarterbacks.
93.
For quarterbacks, it was 2004.
Okay.
Right? Big Ben. Big Ben, Phillip Rivers.
That's
Eli
right.
Manning.
And now they're starting to look like they're good, but how good are they? That's a question.
Well, Russell Wilson, RG3, Andrew Luck, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris.
All right. Now, listen, we're not taking – you know what? You know what I like what I hear? Alfred Morris is getting more and more talk every day.
Yeah. And he still drives a Mazda. You got to love that.
You know what's amazing to me? The Redskins haven't led the league in rushing since Riggins was their running back.
Even with CP?
No, actually, it was in 2000. When they went to the Super Bowl – in 1992, when it was Buffalo, they had Ernest Biner and they had Ricky Irvins. Uh-huh. And those guys kind of both went in and out of the ball game. And I want to say that they were close. They were like in the top two or three then. But let's go to the next game. We're not playing Atlanta or Tampa Bay. If you play that, you're just flipping a coin.
I'm pretty sure it's off the board. If you can find it on the board somewhere, don't do it.
Yeah, don't.
Next up, Houston -6.5 at the Indianapolis Colts. Total here is 46.5.
Now, here's a tough one. Indianapolis can't change their position in the playoffs. But they've got Chuck Pagano coming back today. He's going to be on the sideline.
Do you think they're going to lose to him on the sideline?
You know, it's just going to be sky. I mean, I took this off. I actually played Houston here. And I played Houston because they need to win the ball game, because they need to keep home field advantage in the playoffs. If they lose this game, guess who gets home field advantage? Denver. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening.
Or would it be the Patriots?
Yeah, well, you were listening to Bruce Saul's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS. We'll be right back.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
I miss Denny Green. I wish Denny Green would get a job. But he's like, I think Denny's like 64, 63. And he evidently is just fine doing whatever the heck he's doing. I think what Denny Green's probably doing is just having fun being a celebrity. He's a great guy. He was a good coach. You know, if you look up Denny Green's win-loss career record, it's like over 600. I mean, it's close to it. He's one of the top, I want to say, five that have over 100 wins and top percentage. I want you to look that up. Denny Green. Hey, listen, let's get this next game in here.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm pretty sure this is off the board, too.
Well, you know
last
what?
Last I saw it.
Yeah, it's got to be. And here's the problem with this game. First of all, Cleveland beat them last time they played them. But that was like Cleveland hasn't won in Three Rivers. I think I want to say Ben is 14-1 against these guys. 14-1. You know, that's not bad last time I checked.
The line that we have here is Pittsburgh -10 over the Cleveland Browns, 34.5 is total. And if you can find it at 10, I would take that with Cleveland.
You know who's starting for the Cleveland Browns possibly today? Thad Lewis from Duke. I saw that Thad Lewis is from Miami. He was a great college coach at Duke. I think he set most of the new records there for quarterbacks and passing. His college coach is David Cutcliffe, who coached Eli and Peyton Manning. The kid knows what a pro set is. There's a reason that they picked him up, put him on the practice squad, and now he is activated. There's an outside chance that he won't start, but I'm pretty sure they're just going to play him. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they cover the 10, because Cleveland has everything to play for. Pittsburgh has nothing except an 8-8 record to play for. What are you going to take this game if you can get it at 10?
If I can get it at 10 with the Browns, I definitely think about it. I mean, 10 points. This isn't the Browns team of a couple years ago or last year, or the Browns team that I thought was going to go 0-4 or 2-14 this year. I mean, they have a very good running back. Their defense is playing pretty well.
They played everybody tough.
And 10 points.
Except for the Redskins. I don't know what happened there. Redskins went to Cleveland, beat the crap out of them.
10 points for a Steelers team who's out of the playoffs and doesn't really have anything to play for. Yeah, they're at home, but...
You know what? There's better things to do to even watch this game. But if you're a Brown fan or a Pittsburgh fan, do yourself a favor. Watch this kid. I'm telling you, Thaddeus Lewis can play football. Let's go to the next game. Oh, God, this game's even worse. This might be the worst game of the year.
I'm actually playing this game.
Well, good. You play it.
The Tennessee Titans -4.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. These are two of the worst teams in the league, but the Tennessee Titans are actually showing a little bit of life right now.
Yeah?
They beat the Jets last week when that was a do-or-die kind of game for the Jets, and they beat them.
Right.
They smacked them. And CJ, he had that, 94-yard touchdown run. I mean, this Tennessee Titans team are playing with a little bit of life. This Jacksonville Jaguars team is not. This Jacksonville Jaguars team last week, everyone was so super hyped about them last week when they started out 13-0 or whatever it was against the Patriots. And then the Patriots woke up and smacked them a little bit. And
Chad Henne's their quarterback.
Exactly. And you know who I think is going to be their quarterback next year?
Well, you know who hurt
me? It's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, but you know who hurt me last week was Brady and the damn Pats. Yeah. What did I say on Twitter?
Well, it was like a -28 or something.
I said,
like,
are you
that
shaving or running it up? Well, what did it look like to you? It looked like they were playing games with not playing very hard.
They're like, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah,
who wants to start? Who wants to play quarterback
today?
Can
we make up our mind in the second half whether we want to try to win or not?
But I like Tennessee. I mean, it's not a double-digit line here. Tennessee is better than Jacksonville.
They do have Kenny Britt healthy.
They do.
Kenny Britt's healthy. They got Jake Locker.
CJ2K.
Is Jake Locker going to be the guy they want? Or are they going to go out and get another quarterback?
What did we talk about last week? We said either you have a pocket passer or you're going after a pistol guy.
And he's, I think he's Tennessee, in between.
And there's no room for that in the NFL these days.
You know who he reminds me of? And he's not quite as good as the kid at Minnesota. Now that kid can play. The kid from Florida State. And we're going to find out if he can play today. Because that's a big game.
Florida State, you're talking about Tosh Boyd?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the quarterback.
Tosh Boyd, isn't that his name?
No.
Florida State?
No, not at Florida State. He went to Florida State. He's the guy that's in Ponder.
Christian Ponder.
The guy that married the hot lady.
Yeah, okay.
God, she's beautiful. She's like she's an ESPN goddess. What? Forget her name, but she's really pretty.
I don't know.
Anyway, you're taking Tennessee. I'm not going to take Jacksonville.
I
would love to. Tennessee, though, they did get beat 55-7 last week. Oh, that was a good game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the next game, man. It's starting to bum me out looking at all these games like this. Cincinnati and Baltimore. Now,
on different sides of this game.
Yeah, here's a very interesting game. In my opinion, I don't think Baltimore wants to play Cincinnati 2 weeks in a row. If Baltimore wins this game, they play Cincinnati next week. I see them throwing this game. I just see them going out there. Baltimore will move. Cincinnati can't move, I don't think. I think that they're stuck where they are. And I'm trying to think who Baltimore would play if they lose to Cincinnati.
If they lose, Cincinnati would have to have they would have to have the Colts lose. So the Colts need to lose Cincinnati to win in order for them to swap wild card positions. That's if the Bengals have the Colts tiebreaker, which I don't even know if they do, but I'm speaking as if they do. And so if the Bengals win, they'll be 10-6, and the Colts lose, they'll be 10-6. So the Ravens would play the Colts in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, wait.
And the Ravens would host that
10-6
because they'd be the four, right?
Well, the Ravens are the four right now.
Yeah, but they move to the three if they win. And then they'll play the six, and if they beat Cincinnati, Cincinnati's the six.
So
that's what it is.
So if they beat the Bengals, they'll move to 11-5, and if the Patriots lose,
that's not going to happen.
Then they'll move to the three seed.
There's no way the Patriots.
So the Ravens look like they're going to end up the four seed, and then it looks like they're going to play the Colts. Now, if something freak happens and they were to win and the Patriots to lose and the Colts to lose, then they'd move to the 3 and play the Bengals again in the 6. But
no matter what, they're going to host a game.
They are.
Baltimore.
And it's either the Bengals or the Colts.
Exactly. And you know what? Whoever goes into Baltimore, that's not a good place to go.
No.
But I'm sure they'd rather play Indy outside in Baltimore than play Cincinnati.
And that's a rivalry game.
Absolutely.
Because everyone knows about the Mayflower
truck. God, oh, absolutely. The truck that left in the middle of the night from Owings Mills,
and
Maryland.
That's what it's looking like right now. The Ravens will host the Mayflower Colts.
So I'm taking Cincinnati and you're taking Baltimore?
I have Baltimore.
Even if I have inside information telling you that, is this up?
Last I saw it was.
2.5?
I have it.
See what it's at now.
I had it at 2.5, yeah. For the Colts, or for the
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati is minus 2.5.
Yeah, they're 2.5 point favorites. I'm going to take Cincinnati for 4 stars minus 2.5. This is a solid play for me. You know, last week you liked Cincinnati, and remember I said I couldn't go against the Steelers?
Yeah.
You were right. But that was the first time he beat either of those teams ever in his career. And if you saw the game, it was a horrible game to watch.
Well, last week's not a very good week to point to see if I was right or not, because I was on fire last week.
Yeah, but my point is that you were right about Cincinnati. And I liked Cincinnati all week, and I got off of them.
I liked Cincinnati all year.
All right, I'm taking them today for sure for 4 stars. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. For Roy G, this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we love a good conspiracy theory.
I'm going to tell you, Roy and I just figured out that both teams in this game may try to throw the game.
So we have Baltimore.
I mean, they don't want to, not necessarily throw it. Look, they're both in the playoffs. And I looked at it from a standpoint of, okay, If I'm
Baltimore,
John Harbaugh.
You're Baltimore. I'm
John
Cincinnati.
Harbaugh. Who do I want to play next week? I know I'm host. Stop it.
I like that though. This conspiracy.
I know I'm hosting a game next week. Do I want to play my arch division rival,
the Cincinnati Bengals?
The Cincinnati Bengals, or do I want to play somebody in another division I don't play as often?
So if you lose, you play the Colts.
I play the Colts. Outdoors at my place, I know I'm going to kick their butt.
Now I'm the Bengals.
Now you're the Bengals.
Who do I want to play? Do I want to play someone that I will be seeing for the third time that season? Somebody with a new offensive coordinator and kind of a new system that I'm not too familiar with, but they're familiar with ours because it's a third time?
Or
do I want to play the New England Patriots, a team who went to the Super Bowl last year?
Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is the year you want to play the Patriots at home. They've already lost 2 games at home this year.
It's a smoking man is Tom Brady's father.
Yeah, but you know what, Roy?
I got it now.
Roy, you know what? Baltimore's only lost 1 game at home, right?
Right.
Denver.
So who would you rather play?
If I was John Harbaugh, I wouldn't try to win. I would rather play Indianapolis at home.
And if I'm Cincinnati.
Especially if Indy gets pumped sky high to win this week for Chuck Pagano.
If I'm Cincinnati. Because
it'll be a letdown.
I don't know if I try to win this game either.
So if you have two teams trying not to win, what's going to happen on the field? Probably not a lot of scoring. Unless it's the other team.
Yeah, just throwing interceptions.
You know what? I'm throwing.
Let him go. Pick six.
Can I tell you what? Do you remember what I said about Cincinnati? Forget it. I'm leaving him alone.
So then it's who can look worse as a quarterback?
Oh, that's easy.
It's Joe Flacco, right?
No.
Without being no conspiracy theory there, it's just Joe Flacco sucks.
Especially on the road. Because in Cincinnati, you know what? In Cincinnati, the redhead, Andy Dalton, plays pretty good. You know, he's got over 100. He's got over 100 quarterback rating.
So
at home.
Maybe I do take Cincy here.
You know, maybe they won't play the game. Maybe they'll just flip.
They'll
for
flip
it.
A coin. Look, I don't want to win.
I got to tell you something. Hey, listen, people. Think about these stupid things we're talking about now. Because seriously, there is a scenario where neither team really wants to win that bad.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I mean, think about it. All right, let's go to the next game because this one's giving me a headache.
The next game is the New York Football Giants -7 over the Philadelphia Phillies or 76ers or any other team that will take the field other than the Eagles. Total here is 46. And the reason why I say that, Bruce, is last week against the Washington Redskins, the New Jersey newspaper printed it as the Washington Redskins -3 or whatever it was over the 76ers. They didn't even put the Eagles. And this is a home – they're the team – they cover the Eagles. Nobody wants to see the Eagles play right now.
You know who I like today, but we're not talking about them right now? Are we talking about the Eagles and the Giants?
Yeah.
Do you know who I like in this game? Mike Vick. You know why? Because he doesn't have a headache for the first time in like 3 years.
For the first time in generations.
For the first time in generations, Mike Vick does not have a headache. Now, listen – you know I love the Giants, and you know that, you know, they were our darlings last year, and they're everybody that we listen, you know, that listens to us. They're Giants people, most of them, a lot of them. It's just been a tough year. I mean, Eli has gone from 100 quarterback rating about after the fourth or fifth game to 80.
He looks a little lost. He looks like a guy who lost the guy who sits down next to him and watches film with him.
It's all, well, what it is it, well, you mean you're talking about Peyton?
Yeah.
Remember what we talked about last year? What did I say?
Yep.
Exactly that. You agreed with me. Peyton was calling Eli, schooling him every week, looking at film for him, helping him out. This year, what's he doing? He's doing it for himself. There's not enough daggone hours in the day to do it for Eli, too.
Sorry, Eli, buddy. I'm in the middle of
winning a division. Eli, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know what? Ever since I saw Eli taking a picture with his phone of his lobby underwater,
yeah,
that's when it started.
Same,
ever since, you know where I was? I was in Detroit at the World Series. Mm-hmm. That was when he took the picture, and since that day, it was like a curse.
Which you can understand. I mean, if somebody, I mean, that Hurricane Sandy, we try to act like it was not, you
it
know,
was a
sports
huge,
and everything like
it was
that.
A huge
and,
deal.
But that affected real people. And the New York Giants were in the eye. Well, you know, that was where it got hit. And you know, we can sit here and try to break down the football aspect of the New York Giants, but the reality of it is they lost homes, they were affected, and it's easy to make the connection there that maybe the collapse of the New York Giants was due to a hurricane.
It was like nuclear weapons went
it
off.
It was.
It's like a tsunami. When that tsunami hit, you remember the Philippines or Japan or wherever it went
yeah.
coast to coast, that destroyed everything.
Every team right
everything.
Now is dealing with injuries. They're
right.
dealing with all of their internal problems. They're dealing with everything to try and make
the
playoffs.
And the Giants have had their share of injuries,
and the Giants just have one more thing that everyone else has to deal with, that everyone doesn't have to deal
with. Let's just say this real quick. Now, you know I love their GM.
Mm-hmm.
He does a great job. I'm a Coughlin guy. Not his fault. I mean, Tommy hasn't changed. He's not going to change. But you know what? The Giants, their success was predicated on their rushing the quarterback, their defensive line, their defense getting healthy at the right time last year, their corners and their safeties playing at a very high level. Remember how they outplayed the San Francisco defense, which was the number one defense in the league
yeah.
in the championship game. That isn't happening this year for a number of reasons. Number one, injuries have hurt them. They've lost some guys in the middle. Their safeties have been, you know, Amakamura, I saw him get hurt in the preseason. He hasn't been the same since.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all kinds. Kenny Phillips has been hurt all year. You know, somebody got traded or released. I mean, the point is that this is not the same team that won the Super Bowl. And they play in a tough division. Now, if somebody had told you at the start of the season, there are going to be Here's how many wins are going to be in the NFC East. There's going to be two teams with 10 wins. There's going to be one team with 9 and another team with 6. You'd have picked the Redskins for 6,
yeah.
the Giants for 10, the Eagles for 10, and then
the Cowboys
at 8. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's almost exactly the opposite. And that just goes to show how competitive the National Football Conference Eastern Division has always been.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't do this much, but I'm going to give Shanahan some credit here. He's done a good job.
And if I
read one more daggone article, you know, by friends of Kyle Shanahan, it's buzzing. I have a vibrator on my desk. I'm trying to fix this. But anyway, but if I read another article about Kyle Shanahan being one of the guys that's going to get a head coaching job, I'm just going to go down there and throw up because he's not a head coach. If there ever was a small – look, if there was ever a small picture guy, it's Kyle Shanahan. Has he done a great job? Yeah.
He has.
He has. He's done a very good job. Now, there's been times when Kyle, you wanted his head because he just – you know, stupid calls like when he sent RG3 out for a pass and he got decapitated by the guy from the Steelers who used to play for the Redskins, Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's try that play again. Yeah. We ran that one time. That's it. I'm Bruce Saul. You're listening to Bruce Saul's Second Opinion. Let's go to the next game. Are we going to talk about the Giants? Or are you going to take
the Giants? No. Well, I mean, I'm
taking the Eagles plus the 7.5.
Oh, well.
Are they 7.5 or 8?
It's 7, I believe.
Okay.
But I like... I mean, I like the Giants.
I like the points.
I like the Giants, but I don't think I play.
Don't think there's any motivation there.
Yeah, I don't have it as one of my top plays. I mean, I like the Giants to win today, but neither team really. I mean, the Giants have a 6.25% chance of making the playoffs. I believe I saw it at some Vegas website. So there's a little bit of hope there, but I mean,
let's leave this game alone, and we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray for a win by the Giants. Next game. I want it again.
The next game here is the New England Patriots minus 10.5 over the Miami Dolphins. Total here is 46.
Two good teams. You know, New England is in the playoffs again. A lot of people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I want to say they're 7-2 to win it in Vegas, which is they're one of the top two picks in Vegas right now. If the Patriots see that Houston and Denver have both won, they're probably going to rest starters because this is a 4 o'clock game. Okay, and Houston and Denver. You know, Houston plays the early game. Denver plays the late game, but Denver will be playing at the same time New England does. And if Denver goes out 21-0, don't look for Tom Brady in the second half. Maybe don't even look for him at all because they're not going to be able to improve their number three seed.
Both of those teams, the Patriots and the Broncos, are going to be scoreboard watching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and it's not like Belichick doesn't watch the scoreboard anyway.
Oh, he does.
You know, he's scoreboard's his middle name. The guy up in the booth, too.
He has the NFL app on his phone that gives him notifications of scoreboards.
I'm going to pass on this game because of obvious reasons. By the way, let me just say this. This is very important stuff here. I'm a big Wes Welker fan. I love him. He's on my son's fantasy team. Probably been on his team every year. He set an NFL record for catching at least 10 passes in 18 games. He's only 28 years old, 29, I think. He's a young guy. He's not that old. Mm-hmm. And he could end up setting a ton of records. Of course, it's nice having Tom Brady throwing you the ball. There, you know, the Pats could end up 1, 2, 3, or 4 seeded, depending on what happens today. Mm-hmm. But we don't think Denver's going to lose.
I don't think Denver will lose.
And Houston could lose.
I think Houston does lose.
Well, that's that Indy thing.
Yeah.
How bad? We're going to get back into that. Let's go to the next game. Oh, Reggie Bush. By the way, Reggie Bush, who's had a pretty damn good year, Kardashian or no Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Needs 40 yards to get 1,000 for the season. If you just said that at the start of the season, nobody would have believed it.
He'll definitely get it, too.
I hope he does. You know what? Hats off to Joe Philbin, who lost his youngest son to a tragic accident a year ago.
Yeah.
Exactly a year ago. Mm-hmm. He fell through the ice up on a river up in the Green Bay area. Joe relocated, got the head coaching job in Miami, took the job, went down there, and if they win, they go 8-8. Now they're not going to
a bad year.
Now, and they might win if New England decides they don't care about winning or losing the game.
But still, 7-9, and they have a lot of open cap space next year. I think I saw something.
They
had $15 million or something.
They
ridiculous.
Also have a good defense.
So there's a lot of hope left in Miami.
There was a lot of talk about getting rid of their GM. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I think
7-9. There's a lot of teams in the NFL who take a 7-9, especially after the season they had last year.
Yeah, that's right. Sperano was there. What were they, 4-12
they
last
were not
year?
Good. They were not good.
It was terrible. Let's go to the next game, Matthew. I know we don't have but
how many times do I have to play that?
I love to hear it.
Yeah, you
got to
keep doing
it. Just keep hitting that thing.
Now, this is a very rare moment. Here.
There you go. We're going to have to split this game between pausing for commercials.
This is a rare moment, though.
We're going to talk about this. Green Bay, Minnesota. When has Minnesota been a 3.5-point underdog to Green Bay in a long time? Not very often. I want to say Green Bay in Minnesota in recent years has always been a 7 or better. because we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, going up there, beating the crap out of Minnesota. Minnesota's been good, but they haven't been that good until this year. Now they got Christian Ponder. He seems to be working out.
They got AP after the record, who, by the way, ran for 210 yards last time these teams met.
And he needs 208. Yeah, that's great. Roy, I love that you know this stuff. That you know what? Having a photographic memory is definitely a big thing. But anyway, they need Green Bay needs a win here. Oh, and by the way, we need to hear some
music. Wait.
We'll wait till we come back.
This game is very, this is an iconic game here for this show.
This is
And you'll find out why on the other side.
Yeah, we're going to, on the other side when we come back, you're gonna want to listen to this because this is huge. We're going to get together like we've never gotten together before,
that's right.
Roy and I. And we're probably going to get together a little bit later when we go watch what turns out to be a playoff game between the Redskins and the Cowboys tonight, if I can stay awake that late. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Now, we left you saying that this Green Bay-Minnesota game had huge implications, I guess, not on the field, but also here at Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It is a first for us. And now, Matt, I guess now you can play the music.
We're either going to win together or we're going to go down like James Brown together.
Yeah. We both have this as our straight cash, homie.
And it's not the Vikings.
This has been the first time ever we've agreed on our straight cash homies.
Green Bay needs to win this game, and I think they're going to go in that dome. His numbers in domes are sick. I don't even know if he's ever lost in a dome. I mean, I want to say that he probably hasn't. One of the reasons that I was all over him when they went to Atlanta a couple of years ago is because he was, I want to say at the time, he was like 9-0 in domes.
Here's a stat for you. The Packers have won 12 straight divisional games, 9 straight regular season finales, and 5 straight games against the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings have a chance?
Yeah, so that means they have a chance. Chances are it'll be today because Roy and I are on the same side. But I'm going to take them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they got to win the game. Mm-hmm. And if they do win the game, it's just got them in a really good place. Number one, they're going to be at home.
Yep.
They've got a team that can win. They've got a healthy defense right now, healthier than they've been in a while. Even though Woodson's out for the year, they're playing pretty well. Ryan Grant rushed for like almost 100 yards last week. And they got another rookie that's in there that's running the ball, and he looks even quicker than Ryan Grant. Not as big, not as, you know, all-purpose as Ryan Grant. But, discount double-check, buddy. This guy is a football player.
The Packers, if they lose today, could fall to the fourth seed.
Oh, but they're not going to lose.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why this is
such an easy pick to me. The Vikings don't have all the tools that the Packers have. The Packers can be a Super Bowl contending team. Their offense is ridiculous. Their defense is a little bit better than it was last year. They're playing in a dome with discount double check. And they're playing to stay ahead of the Seahawks and 49ers. If the 49ers win and the Seahawks win, they have tiebreakers over the Pack. So The Packers just have to win.
Yeah.
They get the second seed, and then they have a bye. They're going to be playing at home through the playoffs because God knows the Falcons don't play well in the playoffs. So if they win today, they're really looking at a potential one seed-ish playoff run.
Right. And if Minnesota wins, they're not necessarily in the playoffs.
No.
Because New York could win, Chicago could win, the Redskins could win. I mean, Cowboys even knock them out.
The
Cowboys don't. The Redskins and the Cowboys are playing for the division championship. Mm-hmm. It's the wild card situation they're going to have to worry about. Even if they beat Green Bay, you know, they're still not the division winner.
Vikings, if they lose, are most likely out.
Yeah. I want to say it's like 15-20%. It's not a big one.
Because they're Chicago and the Giants.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. That's Roy Edwards on the other mic. We got Matt. Matt's telling me to back up from my mic. Okay, I'm going to back up from my mic. Anytime you see something out there, ex-wrestlers, we just eat everything anyway. So, oh, by the way, there's a couple of donuts left in there.
Here's your NFL early inactives for the day, right before we go any further.
Talk to me.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, he's done. Hand.
Out for the Eagles. Dustin Keller. Out for the Jets.
Yep.
Ray Rice for your Baltimore Ravens.
I told you they were trying not to win.
And then...
God, what a... He was unbelievable last week.
And
he,
then this guy goes on to joke a little bit and says the Chiefs' defense is inactive today. And so are the Jets' offense. So
that's probably accurate. No, that's great.
But Ray Rice, inactive.
Ray Rice, baby.
I need to double check that.
Hey,
I saw that he'll play and he'll be limited, and this guy's saying he's inactive.
Hey, since it's never too late to go back to Cincinnati.
I'm looking this up. I'm sorry. Yeah, reports. NFL.
Well, while he's looking that up, do we want to do another 2012?
Yeah, let's talk about two other stories from last year. One was the New York Football Giants winning the Super Bowl. It doesn't get any better than that. That was, in my opinion, that was like the number three story.
A shin contusion for Ray Rice.
Yeah, you know what that means?
That means they're resting him for the playoffs.
He's fine. Hey, let's talk
about... That means they want to lose the Bengals.
Let's talk about Super Bowl from last year. 2012, Giants go into the Super Bowl, play one heck of a game, playing the New England Patriots. It's a payback game. They had won it, what, 2 years before?
Yep.
It just an unbelievably perfect throw to Manningham.
Yeah. Along the sideline.
He got 2 feet in and made the catch like he had glue on his fingers.
Yeah.
And that was the ball game, basically. I mean, you know, they went in, scored. That was it. Giant, to me, that was just huge. Because, number one, we're on in Westchester, which makes it even better.
But that winning streak.
Yeah.
The beating the Packers, who went 15-1 that year.
And we both thought that Brady was lucky to be in the Super Bowl to begin with, because if that cat catches the ball, holds on to the football, or turns around after he gets both hands on the ball in the Baltimore game, they beat New England, and they're playing. The Ravens are playing. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should have been there anyway, in my opinion. That was an unbelievable. You know, that call could have gone either way.
Yeah,
too.
They could have
given him the catch.
We were a botched punt and a drop touchdown away from a Harbaugh last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of people thought it was going to be a Harbaugh bowl this year,
and it still can be.
Look, who I picked. Mm-hmm. I got San Francisco and Houston. I'm still in it, but I don't feel great about it.
I had Green Bay, Baltimore.
That's good.
Which I'm still in it, but...
But you know what? We're both the same. You know what? Pete Rozelle wanted parity in the NFL. You know what? That's a guy with an IQ over 100 that figures that it's just like a little league. You know, it's like in little league, you shouldn't allow coaches to pick the same kids every year. They need to be thrown back in a common pool so everybody has a chance to get the best kids every year. Mm-hmm. And then everybody in a perfect world is 8-8. And then everybody's competitive, even into the playoffs. That's what Rozelle wanted out of the NFL. Guess what? That's what we're getting.
Yeah.
Except for I don't think he made any I don't think he ever figured there'd be a guy running the league like Goodell. What a moron this guy is. I'm sorry. I haven't said anything bad about him in weeks. You know why? Because somebody told him to stay out of the newspapers, and he has.
If you had to repick your Super Bowl prediction based on now knowledge, would you stick with your pick or would you rechange your Super Bowl projection?
I'd probably change it.
What would you change it to? I know who I would change it to.
I would keep San Francisco, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely get rid of Houston. I'd probably take the Pats.
The Patriots?
Yeah, because I just got a feeling that this is might be their last year.
If I had to rechange mine, and I tweeted this the other day, so all my followers already know what I'm going to say. But I would take the Seahawks out of the NFC, and I would take the Denver Broncos out of the AFC.
I love the Seahawks, but, you know, when you burn 150 points in 3 weeks, you might have peaked offensively. And the only reason I'm saying that is, but with the defense that the Seahawks have, and we haven't talked about the Seahawks much, but we are going to here after the next break, The Seahawks right now, I have them ranked number three in my rankings.
All right. Well, along the same lines as the Giants winning the Super Bowl, we also had the Giants winning the World Series.
Well, that's, you know what?
Their biggest story.
Let's talk about that. I was in Detroit when that happened. Now, the San Francisco Giants, we had Bruce Bochy on the show twice. We did a lot of interviews from spring training with the Giants. It just so happens the Giants were the ones that won the World Series. Yeah. Well, it's just amazing how I do this. I don't know how I do this. But that's who we talk to. And that's who we'll talk to a lot in spring training. Now, I'll be able to get into almost all of the complexes next year, which will be a lot better because I'd like to talk to more people than the Giants. But if you're going to pick one team, you might as well pick the team that wins the World Series.
Apparently, if you have any affiliation with this show, you win a championship. Bruce Bochy came on here, and then he went and won a World Series. We came on, and we started talking about the Giants football.
Last year.
And they won a World
Series. We picked them at the end of October. I picked them, and then they lost four games in a row, and everybody told me I was crazy.
We don't like to throw around the term kingmaker too often. But
not very often, but just during this
entire
segment.
It was pure. I just wish I could have the same kind of success every week. But that's the point. That point in a point spread, people, the point is, and I'm using my P's very well here, the point is that with the line, it's like flipping a coin. So you got to utilize, what you know, what you think's happening, the history, the this, the that, and you do it. The thing I like the most about what happened to the Giants this year is they lost Melky Cabrera right after the All-Star game because he tested positive for anabolic steroids. And when he did that, they lost the MVP of the All-Star game and their number one producer on a team that needed hitting anyway. And we're going to talk a little bit more.
And then they went out and got Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence. They got a lot of guys. He was probably not the one that made the biggest difference, but he did. Every guy that they got made a big difference. Every guy they got. Marco Scudero was the guy. Marco Scudero came in and hit 362 and has a perfect swing and rubbed off on everybody else. And that's we call that osmosis in the hitting industry.
Osmosis Jones.
You're always better. You're always better off with another pro doing it than even a coach telling somebody what to do. They watch this guy be successful, and they go, well, shit, I can do that. I can do that. There's no way I can't do that. For the first time in generations, Kyle, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy Edwards. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. I believe in these dirty little wicked games. Six and ladders abandoning.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Is that Jen who does our intro?
I think it is.
We just became LinkedIn friends. I'm pretty proud about that.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, everybody at WFAS.
Hi, everybody at FAS.
Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
Yeah, happy holidays.
This is our last show of the 2012, so we have been going down the top moments of 2012.
All right, let's talk. San Francisco, Arizona. This was my homie until I woke up this morning, and the first thing I thought about was Green Bay. Swear to God, that's true. So I dumped San Francisco -16.5 over Arizona. I'm predicting a 27-0 win here for the Niners. I'm taking them minus the 16.5 because they have to win. They will sit guys, but I don't think till late. And by the way, if they bring in a quarterback, you know what his name is going to be? Alex Smith. Let's go to the next game. Matt's voice is nothing like the
next game is two teams who will probably have new coaches next season.
Here's Matt's voice.
And possibly new quarterbacks.
San Diego, Norv's gone. This is his last game. Yep. Hopefully it's A.J. Smith's last game. Oakland has one of the worst teams in the league. San Diego will probably win this game. I actually like them. You know what? Phillip Rivers, 25-5 when he starts in December. But you know what? I like the line a lot better when it was 4.5. It's now 9.5. Yeah. I'm going to pass on the game. Next game, please.
Denver Broncos minus 16.5 over the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love this game.
It's hard not to love
Peyton Manning. I took it. 16.5. Yeah, they may sit people
this
late.
This game stinks to me, though.
Yeah, I know. You don't like it, but I'm taking them anyway because you know me. I don't care about the line. I'm going to take them. I don't think Kansas City scores more than 7, maybe 10 points.
I agree.
I see Denver getting 31 to 38 points. I'm taking them for four stars. You know who I love?
I see.
Yeah, but you got to understand something. They're taking a week off. They're taking a week off.
Yeah.
They win this game, which they're going to do. They're at home. First of all, they're at Mile High.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's their last home game. First of all, they're undefeated.
Look, it all makes sense to take the Broncos here, except the 17 line and my gut.
Let's not waste too much time on it. I'm taking the Broncos. You're not. Your gut tells you not to. But you got to pick. But you got to pick one of them. Are you picking
Kansas City?
Oh my God!
Plus 17. I think it's going to be
everything I ever taught you. Just forgot. Let's go to the next game.
21-10.
I love Seattle. You know, Seattle went from like 18 early on.
Yeah.
To number 3 in my rating poll.
I love Seattle.
I do too. These guys scored 150 points in two. What they did to San Francisco last week, they should have got a pink piece of paper called a warrant with it. That was criminal. They beat them physically, they beat them mentally, and it was pouring down rain the whole time and they didn't seem to even care.
Yeah.
They didn't care. Russell Wilson may win Rookie of the Year. If he does, I have no problem with it.
He won't, though.
No. If he does, I have no problem with it.
I love it, but he won't.
I have no problem with it. Seahawks are 7-0 at home. I don't think the Redskins are. There was a time when the Redskins had lost 8 games in a row, and they finally turned that around.
That
Jeff
season.
Fisher, by the way, for St. Louis, if they win this game against Seattle, which they could do because Seattle's a lock in the playoffs already, and they might sit guys because, you know, they got to play next week. The thing I like about this game with Fisher, their defense is getting better every week. They're 7-7-1, and they played one of the toughest teams in the league. They beat them, and they tied them, the San Francisco 49ers. I'm passing on this game, but it should be a Seahawk win.
Give me Seattle.
Next game, and this is the biggest game of the day.
This is the first playoff game of our 2012-13 season, and it's the Washington Redskins -3 over the Dallas Cowboys. The total here is 49.5.
You know, there's, to me, I would normally take Dallas in a heartbeat here, but after watching what the Redskins have done in the last 8 games, six games. I mean, they've won 6 in a row, right? That, you know, they were 3-6. Mike Shanahan came out and basically said he was going to reevaluate talent. Everybody from ESPN to NFL Network to all the beat writers around the country jumped all over his crap and went, "What are you talking about?" And I got to tell you, he was probably thinking it. But, you know, aren't you always evaluating talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were going into a bye week.
And they had shown signs of kind of getting better, in my opinion. It wasn't like Robert Griffin was the problem. Robert Griffin was never the problem. Their running back was never the problem. Their offensive line could run block. They couldn't pass block. What they did during the bye week is they got everything together. And they've won 6 games in a row. And I think they have a better team than the Dallas Cowboys right now.
Yep.
You know, don't get me wrong. I like Dallas because they've won 5 out of 7. The Redskins have won 6 in a row. How can you not like Dallas? Mm-hmm. But I don't like them in that stadium tonight with all those crazy screaming people that are thinking 1990s. They're thinking, we're going to the playoffs. We're going to help you win this game. We're going to scream and hot. When they get near the ball, you're not going to be able to hear anything.
If there's something that Washingtonians hate, it's the Dallas Cowboys star. Now, if this game was in Dallas and that crowd is playing and that crowd is yelling and everything like that, I don't think that it would be the same. Because the Cowboys, like it or not, Redskins fans, the Cowboys don't view this rivalry as heavy as the Redskins view this rivalry.
Not anymore. It changed.
Redskins fans hate the Cowboys.
I agree. We don't hate the Giants. Now, they hate the Giants.
Cowboys fans
hate the Giants.
Whoever's a threat to the NFC East.
They hate the Giants. They really do hate the Giants. They used to hate the Eagles. They don't hate them so much anymore.
I just think that there's more to this game than
I think the Cowboys hate Jerry Jones.
There's more to this game than Cowboys Redskins. And the fact that it's in DC makes that fan base all the more crazy.
If only it was in DC. It's in freaking Landover, Maryland. Right. Hello.
But, But the fact,
John.
It's a home game for the Redskins, yeah. And these fans are going to be pumped.
Well, I'm taking the Redskins minus three.
Sunday night.
It's actually 2.5.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, don't tell me about that. I'm going to be in the club, and I'll probably be sitting out there freezing my butt off.
So, in the cold, in the terrible weather that we've had here, it snowed yesterday for all of you who don't know about the East Coast right now. It snowed.
It was just a wet blanket
so
of
1
inch.
So, when it's wet and cold,
and rain.
Things swell.
Well, it's gonna. The wind's blowing hard,
right?
Too.
Things swell up. Your hands get all messed up. They get harder to catch a football.
They're going to run the footballs, which you're trying to
exactly.
say.
Dez Bryant has a banged up hand.
Right.
Who do you take of these running games?
Well, it's not even him. Now, you know, nobody's talking about him, but the guy that I had on my rotisserie league team, mm-hmm. 29 for the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah, DeMarco Murray.
He's playing.
Yeah.
He's not 100%. DeMarco is like up and down like a yo-yo. But I'm going to tell you something. This Redskin rookie, when he gets the football, if he holds on to it, and he probably will hold on to it today, he's going to get well over 100 yards. I think the Cowboys are giving up 126 yeah. yards a game.
The Cowboys' defense, rush defense, is not very good. And now they're up against here. This
number
Washington
one.
Redskins team.
Number one.
Number one rushing attack in the NFL.
Yep, they're the number one. They're averaging 151 yards a game.
All of the arrows point to D.C.
Yeah, they do. And that doesn't mean anything. But if they don't turn the ball over, they should win.
And when you said Rookie of the Year, Russell Wilson, and you'd be okay with him winning it?
I'd be okay with a running back, too.
Well, RG3 has won Rookie of the Month seven times.
Do you know he won
season.
It last week, and he had the worst game he had all year?
Seven times he's won it.
He had two touchdowns, one pick, and he only threw for, 190 yards, 200
and
yards?
And he's the only rookie who's up for Rookie of the Year contention who made the Pro Bowl.
He couldn't run last week either. And I do worry about his leg because I got a feeling if we do have to put the kid in from Michigan State, it's not going to be the same because I think Dallas will have something for him. Maybe. You know what?
I think this is a 24-3 blowout.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, because I've been to playoff games. Well, this isn't a playoff game, but
it might as well be.
Yeah. This is actually, if you think about it, the Redskins have been in the playoffs for 7 games. This will be the 7th game they've needed to win because they probably wouldn't have got in if they hadn't won 7 in a row. And, you know, some of the Redskin players, when they first came out, if you remember this, they were saying, we have a chance to win if we run the table. And guys like me and you were going, run the table. You're 3-6.
Yeah.
They ran the table. This is a lot like the Giants last year. You know, nobody gave the Giants a chance when they lost 4 in a row in November. They didn't win in November, the Giants, last year.
Nobody wants to see the Redskins right now in the playoffs. And the other team that nobody wants to see right now
Seattle.
In the NFC is Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
And if the Redskins win today,
don't we host them?
The Redskins will host the Seattle Seahawks.
That's going to suck.
That's
going to be a great game, though, if that happens.
But
because you'll have two of the best quarterbacks.
If Seattle wins and San Francisco
Matt's
loses.
Matt's trying to say something. Let's let Matt
talk. Here's some trivia. Who did the Redskins play in the last game of the last time they went to the playoffs?
Seattle.
Yeah.
No, who did they play to get into the playoffs?
Dallas.
And who did they lose to
Seattle. And it was on a bad call, I remember.
But we
that
also,
game.
The last time that we went to the playoffs, we beat Adrian Peterson and the Vikings the week before that.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then that was the game that kind of clinched it for us, and then we beat Dallas, and Chris Cooley had 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you that the over under in this game is 49.5.
But we beat Tampa Bay the week before that. We lost to Seattle. It was the second game of the playoffs. And I say we as the Redskins.
Roy,
sorry.
The over under is 49.5. I don't think it even comes into play. I do too. I think it's going to be a defensive ball game.
I think the
best defense is going to win. And I think the team that limits the turnover is going to win. And I think the team that gets the most rushing yards is going to win. And I think it's the Redskins.
I think it's Redskins.
I don't. The only thing
this is not a homer pick either.
Big plays are what scare me. Big plays. And, you know, there's a couple of guys on the Dallas team that have capability of making big plays. Dez Bryant, who's probably 80-90%, and that kid, the kid from East Carolina, number 17, that returns all of their punts. Now he's returning kickoffs too, and he's like the slot back when he comes in. You know, this is going to be a great game.
It's going to be a great game.
This is going to be an unbelievable game. This is why they
There's
moved
a reason
it.
Why I got flexed. Yeah.
They flexed this thing to 8:30, so we're going to get home. If I stay till the end of this game, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning when I get home. Hey, Roy, it's been a great show. Matt, thanks for all the help. Hey, Kyle, I know you can hear me up there.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And you know what? If I could sneak up there, I know daggone well I would.
Yep, hang out, listen to the shows after us. And if you guys are on Twitter, not only follow us at Bruce Hall Sports, at Sports Man Cave, but WFAS, the host station we're on, just got a Twitter handle. It's WFAS AM 1230, so make sure you follow them, too.
All right, guys, we'll see you soon. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230, WFAS.
Shiano! What happened?